deep end already because McFadden's at the controls.
Yay!
I will not be held responsible for anything that happens here.
Well, you never are.
It's always the beauty of my job.
Yeah, I know. It's a duck. It's like roll with the punches. I just sent an email to somebody who's been difficult to reach who wanted to be on the program. And I just said to the coordinating officer here, this person's not going to make it on this program if he can't roll with the punches. That's the way it is on the Good Day program. You got to know when to hold them and you got to know when to fold them. This is not a place for the weak of heart.
You have to know when to walk away and know when to run.
Yes, right, exactly.
Run. Run.
Right. I've heard that a lot in the last couple of weeks.
Aww.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, here is Rich McFadden, who's at the controls. And we get an update on how he's doing and feeling. Also, we have Jennifer Horn, which is kind of cool, and Ken Kessler, who's on top of our social media.
Ken, I'm doing fine for the record. Thank you.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's good. We are, I say we, because it's a collective effort, celebrating the beginning of a new... Actually, Richie's been fairly impressed. I think he's surprised, frankly, and that's because I'm not in charge of this, Rich.
How's that?
The Dream Big America process.
Yeah.
If you go online, if you actually go to
the reason I know you're not in charge of it is because it actually makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Adam, you might want to listen to some of this stuff that's going on. Richie says the reason that he knows I'm not in charge is because everything he's getting makes good sense. And for those of you who are wondering what we're talking about, if you go to DougStephan.com and look at the Dream Big America logo, or you just go to Dream Big America, you can log on to that. It is this website is very cool, and it sort of highlights what I'm here in Kansas City to get started, and that is a part of the program starting at 2 weeks from today. In this hour, you can pick up the microphone and participate if you'd like for a few minutes. We are going to present every Tuesday three potential entrepreneur winners who are going to present to a panel of judges their idea for their product. It's Shark Tank sort of meets American Idol. And then we have three contestants, and the judges will be cut from what cloth?
A very fine cloth from all over the country, people who have distinguished themselves in the business industry, some names that will be very well known and some that you might not know, but when you hear their resume, we all understand the gravitas that they'll bring, the accomplishments that they've had.
Right.
Hey, Doug, by the way, when you go to Dream Big America, it's .us.
That's right. Did I say .com?
I don't think so. I just want to make sure people know when they go look, it's .us, which kind of keys into the America theme.
Right.
But that's where you'll find it, dreambigamerica.us.
And there is a very clever cartoon, and the star of this cartoon is Tim Terrific, who is the younger brother of Tom Terrific, and he's the greatest hero never, and this fellow is...
Let me guess who came up with this idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me?
It was served by Mr. Stephan.
I like the idea of sort of carrying on a tradition.
Right.
And it gives people something to hang on to. So if you click on Jennifer, go there. Go to dreambigamerica.us and click on to the little, it's sort of like a video cartoon, and you'll follow the idea of how ideas are created and how they get out and how you become an entrepreneur. So this is, it's called The Path to an Entrepreneur, Part 1. We're going to do these. What?
Something that's fun in that, it's a real short one, it's 35 seconds.
35 seconds.
But if you notice, Tim has a little bit of a potential love interest that introduced herself at the very end of this short animated video, and if you continue to follow that video over the next year, you'll follow their course together and separately. It's not only an entrepreneurial course.
I hope her name is Terry, because then she'd be Terry Terrific.
Terry Terrific. Yeah. Terry and Tim Terrific. There's your alliteration again.
Did we name her yet? I don't think we did.
Well, she has a little bit of mystery about her, and most people think she's an entrepreneur herself, and as you'll notice, she actually kind of brings Tim off the street curb when he feels down about the support he's getting, and but it'll be fun to see where these two kind of end up at the end of the story, but it's going to be a good place for sure.
Right. If you go through if you scroll down through the information there on the website, you'll see the idea of how we're going to present all these entrepreneurs, and more importantly, if you have an idea that you would like to be scrutinized and potentially win all kinds of support and prizes, because that's what's going to happen here, then you should take your idea and send it. Just follow the path that's on the website. Send in your ideas and suggestions, and we'll see if we're going to put your idea with you on the air.
You bet.
Right?
And for those who want to be a little more vicarious, they can certainly listen, and their voting will be live for 28 hours, so over a full day after each show. So we really encourage folks that are listening to participate because we all want to get good ideas out there and let them enhance our life.
And the idea here is that not only is it on the radio, but it'll be podcast on, and you can't imagine the number of people who are already liking this and the viral sensation of doing something like this. We all know, Richie, how some of the folks who were on the radio before or television have taken the idea of a podcast and made it their own, and that's sort of what we're doing with this. It'll be everywhere, and so people will be able to vote, and that's the cool thing, because it'll be the listeners who are listening online, listening to the Good Day program.
Everybody wants to be part of something.
Yes, it's very simple.
It'll literally be America pushing the American dream, and we all participate, and we all benefit.
Yep. All right, so that's just 2 weeks from today. We're getting it rolling with lots of local stuff here in Kansas City today that I'm going to do with Adam and his beautiful wife and the assistance of all the people that have worked hard to put this together so far. Pretty interesting staff of bright people, and that's, of course, the only reason that I'm here is because I attract bright people or they are attracted. One or the other or both of those things are probably true, I'm hoping.
It's like lights. It's like flies to a bright
jar of honey. Right, exactly. All right, we're going to get Richie's story later on in this half hour, and then we're going to meet Jason Grill, who's part of our Dream Big America team. But we also have Andrea Metcalf to deal with. She's our fitness guru, and she's up next here on Good Day.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We know that not everyone is hoping to get married. So if you're looking for a fun, rewarding dating life, eHarmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What kind of mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Men, I have one question for you. Are you ready, 24/7 ready, to deliver when and where it counts? Look, success in anything in life takes planning. And if you want to give her a rock star performance every time, you need Enzyte 24/7. Just one capsule daily is all it takes for strong peak male enhancement, so you're ready to go whenever and wherever excitement strikes. Even better, you can call today for a trial pack of Enzyte 24/7. Millions of men already count on the potent ingredients in Enzyte brands for the full confidence to deliver a powerful performance anytime. Don't miss your chance to feel the difference. Call 1-800-477-3910 today to order your Enzyte trial pack, and you'll also get a free gift. That's 1-800-477-3910. With Enzyte, everybody wins. 1-800-477-3910. 1-800-477-3910.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Andrea Metcalf has been teaching fitness, training clients, coaching on the subjects of nutrition and health for a number of years. I don't know that she wants me to give her. It says on her website she's been doing this for 27 years. You wouldn't know that to look at her.
No.
Right? I mean, 27 years would indicate.
You know, it's like when we started talking to you about you saying, I've been doing this longer than anybody.
Right.
At a certain point, it stops having
That's a negative.
Makes people think you're old.
Yeah.
Old.
Exactly.
But Andrea started her business at 3, so she's actually just 30 right now, which is great.
No, I think she started when she was in her 20s, and she
it was a joke.
Andrea, let's ask you officially. It says on your website you've been doing this for 27 years.
You
should we tout that fact, or does that make you feel like you're kind of getting a little up there?
Long on the teeth.
Tooth, by the way.
Tooth.
So far, this is going really well.
This is nice.
Yeah.
The part of Andrew Metcalf will be played by Jennifer Horn. Hi, Doug.
Hold on.
Methinks that we have. Is Evan still on the board, or what's going on there? All right, so we're going to have to do something pretty quickly.
Okay, so Andrea, to rephrase, on your website it says you've been doing this for 27 years. Is that something you want us to tout, or does that make you feel older when we tell you that?
Oh, it's actually 30 years.
So you don't mind?
So, yeah, it doesn't bother me. There's not many people who have been doing this for 30 years in the fitness industry. There's just not that many of us who've stayed with it. And it doesn't make me feel older because I think that I started when I was 10, so I look pretty damn good.
I don't think, you see, this is a perfect example of getting to the heart of age being a BS number. These conversations, I have these conversations all the time with people. When you look at Andrea, she's ageless. And frankly, you look at me, and I think I'm pretty ageless.
You got to throw this right back at you, Doug, because like I said last week, you know, being with us, the Tribune folks, everyone knew exactly who you were. And the more people that I know that are really in media, and I don't mean just the people who are writing magazines that are in their 20s, but I mean the people who have been successful, they know who you are because you've been around and you've proven yourself. And you have to, you know, I think that's pretty cool. But I just have to tell you guys, did you know Chicago won the Stanley Cup last night? Just checking.
We did hear that.
Of course. Yeah. Congratulations.
Why? Is somebody supposed to care about
did
that?
Did anybody burn down your car or flip it over or something?
Yeah.
No, but I will tell you that, you know, I was out to dinner, a business dinner, and then I watched the last few minutes of the game. I was going to go into overtime, or they were going to lose, really. And on the way home, there were so many streets closed that I couldn't, really get to my house very easily. It took us a long time to get home.
Here's the question. If they weren't in the finals and they hadn't done as well as they had, do you ever go to a hockey game? Do you really care about hockey? Come on.
Well, hockey in Chicago is kind of iconic.
It's a big deal in Chicago, yeah.
I don't know. Can I stop
about the experience of better wins. Yeah.
I have to ask you, Doug, why are you so against hockey today?
What do you mean today? I'm always against
you're
hockey.
Like, I don't know, because we talked about this, you and I, on the break, and I said, yay, because Michael Fortier is a Boston fan, and I was talking about, yay, the Stanley Cup, and you go, who cares about hockey?
And
a lot of people do.
I posted on Facebook last night, is hockey an all-year-round sport
now? Yeah,
what's
your problem, too, Rich?
Wow,
it just seems like it's been going forever. It is. That's why it makes it great. Yes.
It's violent and vulgar.
Exactly.
Name a sport that's not.
I don't think baseball is too violent.
Right.
It certainly isn't violent the way
kind of boring.
Football. And, well, but is that what it takes to intrigue you? Somebody getting beaten over the head?
No, I love baseball. Baseball's my second favorite sport.
How many times have you ever met a player that had any front teeth that was in the hockey?
Really, it might not be him.
Yes.
Right. Not his.
Yeah.
Right.
Andrea is just sitting back going.
Any sport that makes people move and people enjoy it, because we all have our own different lives, is good. And don't be a hater to hockey. You got to like it at least once.
I don't hate it.
Andrea's just sitting back going, Pilates, yes.
No. All right, we're going to talk with Andrea about one of her programs is most beneficial. So stick around. This is the Good Day program.
Pilates.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide provide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Andrea Metcalf, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here. We're discussing fitness with our fitness guru, and that would be Andrea Metcalf, who is a great representative of the lifestyle, a great teacher, a great tutor.
She has all kinds of programs.
Thought I was
Andrea
your
Metcalf.
Fitness guru.
What's that? Who's your what?
I thought I was your fitness guru.
Well, you will be after you have gone through this
health. Look at
program.
Me.
Yeah, right. The next 3 or 4 months, you may be the fitness guru. And that reminds me a little bit. Andrew, what should Richie be doing for exercise? You got a lot of advice from people about what he should be eating, how much rest he should get. But should he be doing any exercising at all, given the fact, for those of you who don't know, Richie's undergoing a chemotherapy treatment for a Hodgkin's lymphoma in his chest.
Wait, so Richie's going through chemo right now?
Right.
See.
You knew that, right?
The other Richie. We'll pretend it's okay. Me.
No, it's Richie. I thought you knew that. You didn't know that?
I did not know that. But I will say that exercise can help relieve some of the symptoms that you end up or side effects that you get from chemotherapy. That in my years of training, I've had several clients from breast cancer to lung cancer to throat cancer to colon cancer. That the exercise seemed to help. And I don't mean really intense sessions, but rather, you know, like a nice walk outside, maybe a little bit of light strength training. Those kind of things can really help get the blood flowing. And you need to really have a great diet. A lot of high antioxidants, fruits and vegetables, although I know there's going to be times you don't feel like eating.
Yeah.
If you can just try and take a little bit of food.
Really?
Yeah. So,
Well, but, you know, eat the right stuff.
Yeah. And all my best wishes, Richie, on the air and off.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, so this Canadian study that's out this week suggests that exercises, the way I do it or you do it, if I spend 20 minutes or a half hour in my gym, plus all the work that I do on the farm this time of year, that seems like a cool idea. These people say you should do 150 minutes all at once. 150 minutes is like 2.5 hours.
Right. They're saying that the minimum everyone should be getting a week is 150 minutes. That's what the American College of Sports Medicine, everyone has been touting for years. And so they did a study that wanted to see is, does it matter if you do it all in one day or if you do it throughout the week, would it produce the same health benefits? And they came up with a release saying that, yes, 150 minutes once a week can produce the same health benefits. However, the study was only 7 days long, so there's no long-term effects of how well this can really lower those blood indicators, like your triglycerides and your biomarkers. So to me, I was kind of like, guys, don't be telling people once a week is enough. It's really every day doing something that's going to make your heart and your body be its best If you just think about the gutters on your house and the leaves fall into the gutters, and if you only blow out the leaves, you know, once a week, that means that there's a lot of clog and debris and stuff collecting in them. But if I leave the hose running and I try and rinse out those gutters every day, I'm not going to have a lot of buildup. My gutters are going to be clean. My house is going to function well. And that's just like your body. So exercise every day.
Exercise every single day. Now, you can do you can go to different lengths. You can exercise to maintain your body weight. You can exercise to look like you do. You can exercise to look like Serena Williams does. You can exercise to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger does. There's the point. You have to pick your point, right?
Right. You have to pick what you like to do, and whether that's lifting weights, playing hockey, or running or biking. That's up to you. And a lot of people, I mean, Doug, just like in the farm work, it's not like you need to plan a strength training routine when you're throwing around bales of hay and you're lugging things. Those all count. So the easiest way is to wear something like an accelerometer that actually measures your body movement. And there's tons of them out there on the market, from, you know, MotoActive to Fuel Band to Body Media. And they'll help give you an indication that on those days that you're not moving as much, that you move a little bit more.
Yeah, just keep moving. That's what you have to do. Andrea Metcalf, check out nakedfitness.com. Andrea, thanks.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Hank Cochran was one of country's most well-loved and successful songwriters. When he passed away in 2010, Nashville superstar Jamie Johnson decided to pull together some of country music's biggest stars to record Living for a Song, a tribute to Hank Cochran, which features new versions of his best-loved songs. I Fall to Pieces was a huge hit for Patsy Cline, and on its new album, it gets a new take from country music legend Merle Haggard and Jamie Johnson.
He was really an artist who chose not to be an artist. All the artists respected his ability to perform a song. The singers wanted to see if they could just sing that good. And singers that understood wanted to sing his songs right. I know I did.
To pieces. Each time someone speaks your name, honey, I fall.
That's Merle Haggard and Jamie Johnson on the Hank Cochran classic, I Fall to Pieces, from Living for a Song, a tribute to Hank Cochran.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Val Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doug's Good Day program. Do I have to say Stefan, or do you think pretty much everybody knows that it's Stefan?
You're like Madonna.
Well, here's the thing.
It's proper for you to say Stefan just to let everybody know.
Doug Stefan Good Day program.
You're right.
I will tell you that it goes to my head when I go sit on a computer and I put D in and Doug Stefan comes up.
But that's because it's your computer.
Stupid. No, it's not. No, it's not my computer. No. What do you mean stupid? Stupid how? What are you talking about? Stupid.
Yeah.
What's stupid?
It's because you've searched it on that computer before, and it's giving you your most recent search.
I don't
want to
hear that. I don't want to hear that. I just want to know that if I put a D in, DougStefan.com.
Walk up to a random computer anywhere else that you've never touched before and put a D in and see what comes in, and it'll pretty much say dummy.
Dumb and dumber.
What I think is funny, and this is embarrassing, you shouldn't be searching yourself on someone else's computer.
I wasn't searching myself. I had to go to my website to get some information on it for the program.
It's a miracle. I'm the most popular D on the planet on the internet.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You got it, Richie. Let's see what happens on my computer, just for an experiment.
Okay, go ahead.
Popular.
Yeah.
Google. Here we go.
There you go. I'm going to do the same thing.
Today.
Put in a D.
Disneyland, DMV, Dictionary, and Domino's.
Dan Brown, new book, Dow Jones Dictionary, Domino's, Dummy.
I want to see if Dudley World comes up. Meredith calls it Dudley World.
Now, I put in D-O, and I got Domino's, Dodgers Schedule.
Yeah, let's go D-O-U.
Doubletree, Douglas MacArthur, double entendre, and douchebag. But I didn't say it. But that's awesome that it's there. See, Doug.
Doug.
Douglas MacArthur, Doug, Douglas Booth, Dougie. And Doughboys.
And then let's put a Steph, let's put a space and an S.
Doug Stanhope, Doug Smith, yep, Doug Savant, Doug Schulman.
Right, S-T.
All losers.
Stanhope, Stone, Steckler,
oh,
and
there it
Damper.
Is, there it is at the bottom, Doug Stefan.
At the bottom.
You have to go
there
Doug space S-T. And let's see if it's you.
I actually
it
get.
In fact, is you.
I get Doug S-T-E, and you're under Doug Steckler, Doug Stewart, then you're Doug Stefan. Right
I
before
don't know
Doug
these
Stegler.
People are, so we can bump them all off.
Doug Steckler was on with Tim Conway, I believe, in Conway and Steckler.
Yeah, right.
Doug Stewart, I don't know who that is. Let's see who that is.
Never mind. All right, let's talk about Richie for a minute before we meet Jason Grill. Richie's treatment is ongoing. You have your second dose tomorrow, right?
Nay. No. I have an appointment tomorrow just to go get checked. My second dose of chemo comes July 2nd, just in time for the 4th
right?
of July. Yes,
4th of July.
It's the 1st and 15th day, and then a week off, and then I start a next cycle the 1st
like
and 15th day.
And yeah, how about the bone marrow test? Did you hear back from that?
I did, and it was negative. It's clear.
Good.
It's clean.
Good. We like
so
that.
It's, I only have this,
localized.
This tumor in my chest where the lymph nodes are. It's in, it's stage, it's at least stage 2 because it's in two sets of lymph nodes, but it's all in one place. So had it been in the marrow, it would have been stage 4. So,
which we don't even want to think about, and good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I think you're holding a good thought, and so is everybody else. You got tons of support, and I think that that's really what's important. I don't, having all of the juices right, that's cool, but the physical juice is supported by the mental juice that you're getting from all the people who are wishing you well on Facebook, Twitter. Kenny, when's the last time we had any mention of Richie? People pretty much every day are asking how he is. I know that.
No, it's very nice. I get emails all the time, and it's very nice. It's very sweet of everybody to have an interest. Most of them say, hope you get well soon because Doug runs off the rails when you're not there to put him back
on. I don't think that's
home.
True at all. Yeah. I think that's unfair, frankly.
I tick-tick-ticked him today.
That's why Jennifer has to hold you onto the rails.
Yeah, I hold you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Richie's doing okay. Sounds good. Let's meet another gentleman who is looking good, sounding good. He's got a line of socks, Richie, that you're going to think are very, very cool. Jason Grill will join us in a moment here on Good Day.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America, 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms available at ShopYourWay.com.
Am I supposed to be saying something now, like 21?
Yeah, you're supposed
on?
To be talking now. That's why they call it the Doug Steffen Show and made
really?
Me the host, yes.
How exciting. All right, so joining me now is a gentleman. We've been in the last couple of days sort of wrapped around the announcement of our Dream Big America proposal, which has become reality. This was an idea, became a proposal, went around to a few people like the Kaufman folks, and they said, wow, this is a great idea. This guy's a genius. Not talking about me, he's talking about Adam. I just am a genius because I hooked up with Adam. That's how this works. And here's another genius. Jason Grill is a radio host here in Kansas City. He's also an entrepreneur. Richie, you'll love his socks. And I want him to change the name of his company to Socks That Don't Suck. Because
or
they
socks
don't.
That don't stink. That would be helpful.
That would be even better. Socks That Don't Sink. Listen, you've been here,
socks
Jason,
that
for
don't
2 seconds.
Stink.
Socks That Don't Sink?
How do you make
socks
a non-stinking sock, Jason?
You know, we haven't figured that out yet, but we'll have to get to that soon.
Well, you could put special powder or something in it, right?
Yeah, right. I'll tell you what. When you wear a pair of Sock 101s, Doug, you will love them.
All right, so that's what your socks are called, Socks 101.
Sock101.com is our website, and it's the whole goal of the company was we were tired of paying $20 to $30 for a pair of nice socks.
We means you?
me, my friends, really? Some of my business partners. So we decided.
I never have bought a pair of socks in my life. Everybody gives them to me.
Oh, really?
Never
Christmas gifts?
I have Christmas socks, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, Doug's not going to be your typical customer.
I'd say that Doug could actually put your socks to the test.
We're going to get him a pair. And you know, one of the things is, like, they're great quality. And people are shocked because we sell them for
$7.
$7. $7.
Okay, so these are dress socks.
All right, wait a minute. I have to introduce Jason. This is Richie. That's Jennifer. Ken's over on the side there. Kenny would be the most quiet, but probably the most thoughtful and have the most intelligent thing to say.
So rude.
I'm going to help Kenny out here.
Really?
I'm going to whine and complain about socks, and Jason, you're going to hook me up, okay?
Okay.
Here's the deal. The elastic at the top is either too tight
or too
loose. So after you own them for about 3 months, they start to fall down.
Yeah. Yep.
Or they cut off the circulation and leave the mark in the thing. Or the heel starts to get thin, or the big toe starts to get thin. And I found one or two pair of socks where they seem to last a little bit longer, but how come nobody can get this straight?
You know, I don't know, but I'll tell you what. Our socks actually hit you right below the ankle. They're not when you don't pull them up over your calf. Excuse me, your calf, not your ankle. I mean, they don't fall. It's crazy. I think we just got really lucky, and I've washed mine about 100 times, and they have no holes. So I don't know. We'll keep working.
Right, these are dress or athletic socks. Right. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I think they're whatever you want to do. I mean, the whole point
different
was
colors.
Yeah, I was wearing suits and ties every day, and I just got sick and tired of wearing black toe gold toe socks.
Ankle socks.
No. They go up to your calf. Excuse me. They're calf dress socks. You can wear them with jeans. You know, some people wear them with shorts, which is kind of a new deal going on here in the country. I don't get it. I've seen those guys.
Yeah,
that's not a deal I'm signing up for.
But our you know, major demographic was 20, 30, 40 something, like young professionals.
No matter with 40, 50, 60 something.
I mean, my dad
socks
wears them.
You grab whatever's in the hamper.
Getting warmer, Dougie.
And we actually had a former president, George H.W. Bush. You know, he loves socks.
He loves socks.
He's a fan of our socks, and he wrote me a letter the other day. And,
did he?
Yeah, we have a sock that's maroon and white, and he's a Texas A&M fan, so he's going to wear them to the games as well.
Really?
Yeah, during his birthday, he was showing off his socks the other day. It was very cool. He wears some wild socks.
All right, so this is a great example. What Jason has done is what we're trying to do, and we're trying to teach this, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, or to have you live this experience with Dream Big America. The idea here is to find people like Jason who have an idea, who want to start. Now, we have, my family through the farm, because I have, most people know that as a broadcaster, I'm also a dairy farmer, and I have a farm that needs some help. So we started a crowd fund on Indiegogo about, what, Richie? 3 weeks ago? Maybe 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're fiddling with it. We're learning as we go. Trying to create interest and get people to help me do what I'm trying to do, creating a sanctuary and a place that the cows can live and work respectfully. Most people know what my theory is, my adage when it comes to the cows. I don't eat my friends. Cows are my friends. I don't eat meat because it's bad for you. But the people in Kansas City would probably want to argue that with me. At any rate, the essence of what I'm trying to do here is something that a lot of people are trying to do, to start businesses, help them, but they don't know how to do it. This can be part of the Dream Big America teaching cycle when we get the people that compete and then they have winners. We're going to have a big package of support for the people who want to become entrepreneurs.
For sure.
Now, you said you wanted to do a crowdfund to support your next stop.
Yeah, we're going to do an Indiegogo campaign as well. And one of the things, too, Doug, is in Kansas City we have a company called Neighborly, which has done great things. And they're civic crowdfunding. So they've been won awards for, you know, building parks in New Jersey and doing different things in Kansas City. I'm on the advisory board. A guy named Jace Wilson called Neighborly, so check that out too. But civic crowdfunding, obviously, after the Jobs Act passed in D.C., and it's become kind of the big thing, crowdfunding in general. So,
what were you trained to do? What were you supposed to? What did your father want you to do? What did your mother say? My son, the doctor.
Well, actually, I'm an attorney. So I went to law school.
Wait a minute, that's the end of the interview. You didn't tell me, Adam, this guy was an attorney.
Yeah.
End of interview.
I actually worked in Washington, D.C. I worked for in the White House for Al Gore in 2000. And I was thinking,
you live in Kansas City, you work for Al Gore?
Yeah.
So that's what happened to all the Gore people.
I lived in D.C. and I thought, you know what, you know, I'm going to be work for one of his advisors. I said, going to go to night school in D.C., law school. And we saw what happened in 2000 with that election and came back to Missouri and worked at CNN a little bit in D.C., came back and forth and you know, got into politics, and now I'm a recovering politician, and I've been doing some entrepreneurial radio and, you know, having fun. It's a lot different than politics, that's for sure, in law. But.
Well, that's because there are a few honorable people that are doing it. Nice that you got out.
Tell you what, it's actually, Doug, it's really cool to be in the entrepreneurial community, because when someone has an idea and puts the right places around it, it gets it done, whereas in politics,
nothing
takes
done.
3 or 4 years to even get a, you know,
hearing. How do you get into the sock business, though? I mean, how do you market your...
He saw a need. He was smart enough. He saw the need.
I saw two. How do you get...
Where are there any good honesty, Richie?
No. He saw a need.
There are no good distributors
to take your product.
I say that there are no good socks. I don't buy them, but I look at the prices of them. There are no good socks around for $7.95.
No.
And now, as Richie just asked, how do you get the distribution is the key. So how have you?
How do you get into a Macy's? How do you get into a Target?
Well, we haven't done that yet. We've been really focusing on boutique stores and online sales, to be quite honest with you. And that's kind of where we're starting. We're going to ramp up our sales as we go. But you know, every store I've been to and walked into and showed them the product and gave them some samples, they buy them because they like the quality. They like that they can sell them retail for probably $12 to $13.
Are they made here in Kansas City?
They are not made in Kansas City.
Where are they made?
We're trying to find manufacturers in the country.
You're not making them in America?
No. Uh-oh. Nobody's making socks in America.
Where do we want
to
know where
they're made? Need to back your socks. You should be the first.
Do I have to? Right. Do I have to?
We're trying to. We are literally trying.
Tell
to
me
find
you're not
places.
Making them in China.
No, it's not China.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I got a guy you can talk
they're
to.
They're manufactured in India, actually.
India.
Yeah. I got a guy you can talk to. Backshoring is actually more expensive than making them locally if you can set up the right process. I'll hook you up with him.
I would love to meet that person.
Yeah, no, this
really
guy
honestly...
buys companies in Asia and brings them back over to the States and saves money. And he builds high end.
But there's
equipment.
More of that going. That's going on now. That's becoming almost a trend. Back to America.
We need to set him up with one of our partners, our fulfillment guy.
Absolutely. See, the problem is that they're owned by Americans and run by Americans, but the labor are not American. There are people that are coming up here on H-2-1 visas or whatever those things are, or they are maybe immigrants that have become legal, hopefully, and there's plenty of illegals that are doing this stuff. So there's kind of a sham around that. A little bit, a shroud.
Well, we had an insider deal with India because we have one of the people we work with here in Kansas City. He goes back and forth there a lot and has a lot of family there. So that's kind of how we got connected to them. And to be quite honest, you know, I don't know anything. We didn't know anything about manufacturing. I know a little bit about fashion. So it was really kind of just three entrepreneurs kind of just thinking of an idea and putting it together and finding some support with
you. You know what? This is my suggestion. Have a matching pair of underpants and undershirts to go with the socks.
That is the next thing. I've been hearing more about that. Yeah. Seriously,
like
underwear. Underwear, briefs, and matching briefs and socks.
Maybe a teddy that you can give to the lady.
Okay, now you're...
This coming from the guy who's got 14-year-old underwear.
And never buys a pair of socks.
And pulls a T-shirt.
But wait a minute. No, don't you think that's a good idea?
Perfect market research here, guys.
Seriously, you could wear the socks and the underpants and the undershirt match, and a teddy that matches that goes with it. What's wrong? I don't see anything wrong with that.
That's like self-washing socks.
Hey, can you make Doug some custom corduroy socks? To match the pants.
That'd be awesome.
With like a turtleneck at the top of them.
And I've had enough of this.
Doug, we need to name a sock after you eventually.
I think that's right. The intellectual.
Stefan socks. What?
That's the Stefan.
No, right. The Dudley.
The Dudley. Yeah, you call my given name is Dudley, so you could call it Dudley. Yeah, the Dudley sock.
It's an intellectual sock.
What's your favorite color?
Red and blue is not bad.
We'll get you a pair of the red and blue ones before
I
leave.
That's good. I can pick them up at the station later on.
Yeah.
Jason also hosts a local radio program here. Jason with us talking. We didn't get much Dream Big America conversation here, but we learned a lot about you.
Excellent. But we will.
Thanks. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender, license and offer to states, NMLS number 3030.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All eyes on the U.S. Supreme Court. Today could be a very big day. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Some key rulings from the U.S. Supreme Court are still pending and could be released later today. One involves the constitutionality of the 1996 Federal Defense of Marriage Act, also known as DOMA, which defines marriage as a legal union between a man and a woman. A second big case involves California's Proposition 8, a voter-approved measure that bans same-sex marriage. Tanya Diddy with the Concerned Women for America group in Georgia is hoping the court rules that both laws are constitutional.
We were founded on marriage as being defined between a husband and a wife.
And should the laws be overturned?
It will be a loss for this country.
Jeff Graham is with a group called Georgia Equality. He supports legalizing gay marriage, and he foresees a possible split decision on this.
I have a feeling that's going to be great news for the same-sex couples in California. I think it's going to be something a little bit different for the rest of us in other parts of the country.
In other words, he's predicting Prop 8 will be struck down while DOMA is upheld. The Supreme Court has also yet to rule on a suit to overturn part of the 1965 Voter Rights Act, requiring states with a history of discrimination to get federal approval before changing voter rules. The constitutional challenge grew out of recent battles over strict voter ID laws in some states. The Supreme Court traditionally ends its term the last week in June, so once again, this could be a very big day, and this week, a very big week. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Flawless as a gem, it turns ordinary into exquisite. The cool confidence of Frutare.
Frozen fruit and milk bars.
Strawberry meets its destiny, and that destiny is...
Dairy is so berry.
The taste, the brain freeze, 24 karat gold.
Frutare, feel it in your face.
Groceries, essentials, signature value.
The everyday collection by Target.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value In's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next day, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueIn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value In.
On Wall Street, a triple-digit loss for the Dow to start the new work week. The Dow finishing 139 points lower yesterday to 14,659. NASDAQ down 36 points. S&P dropped 19. On Capitol Hill, in the Senate, immigration reform clears a big procedural hurdle.
The yeas are 67. The nays are 27. The motion is agreed to.
Senators voting to move forward on a key part of a sweeping immigration reform package. The key part is a bipartisan amendment boosting border security. It was added to the overall bill in an effort to make it appealing to more Republicans. A final vote on the overall bill could come by the end of the week. Things are moving much more slowly in the House amid considerable resistance among conservative Republicans. Sports note, hockey. The Stanley Cup Finals, Game 6 in Boston last night. The visiting Chicago Blackhawks scoring twice in a span of 17 seconds with less than a minute and a half to go and beat the Bruins 3-2 to take their fifth Stanley Cup in franchise history. Their last one came back in 2010. And finally, we bring you the story of Rusty the Red Panda. Yes, I know, it sounds like a kid's TV show.
All right, kids, it's time for Rusty the Red Panda.
Nice, but this is no TV show, it's real. Rusty the Red Panda is a real animal who had been staying at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. before making a break for it a couple of nights back. He went missing sometime late Sunday or early Monday, and that led to quite a search. Someone in the D.C. area called the authorities to say an animal that fit the description was nearby. A red panda, by the way, is not in the bear family and is not large at all. As with a black and white panda, a red panda looks more like a raccoon with reddish fur. A homeowner named Eric Olda says his neighborhood became the center of attention.
I saw people with nets and, you know, police cars and everything, and, you know, I asked what was going on, and they told me that there was an animal that, you know, apparently was seen in the back of my house.
Yes, a red panda seen near the back of his house, and he was found hiding in a tree. The zookeepers were able to get Rusty down by calling his name and then placing him in a small crate. Rusty is fine, he's back at the zoo, and so ends Rusty the Red Panda's big adventure. This music, by the way, is from a DVD called Doodle Baby, but it would make a dandy theme for Rusty, don't you think? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game. Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or the New York pork chop. Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap. Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.